This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States launched an airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Pentagon says the top Iranian general who had arrived in Baghdad was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in the Middle East. So President Trump ordered the airstrike that killed about a half dozen people at the Baghdad International Airport. Earlier, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said it appeared that Iranian-backed militia groups were planning more violence after they'd attacked the U.S. embassy in Baghdad.
Do I think they may do something? Yes, and they will likely regret it.
A deputy commander of an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq was also killed. Defense analyst Danny Davis says this ratchets up the tension in the Middle East.
I can only imagine that this is going to put the target on American soldiers, on American assets.
Oil prices quickly rose on the news of the airstrike in Baghdad. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is issuing a warning to American citizens in Iraq to get out now. Here is AP's Mike Gracia.
The State Department is telling U.S. citizens in Iraq to leave immediately. The warning follows a U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top military commander in Baghdad. In the statement, the State Department cites heightened tensions in Iraq and the region. Additionally, the State Department says all consular operations at the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad have been suspended due to Iranian-backed militia attacks, and U.S. citizens should not approach the embassy. Earlier this week, protesters attacked the embassy in response to U.S. airstrikes against a militia supported by Iran. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In Tel Aviv, Middle East scholar Yussi Rabi praised the U.S. action in killing Qassem Soleimani.
This is not another just simple commander or military commander. This is the guy who can be considered the number two in Iran.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The all-important question for the United States now is how Iran will respond to the military strike in Baghdad airport, other than by stoking demonstrations in the streets of Tehran, where tens of thousands of Iranians are shouting their condemnation of the action that killed General Qassem Soleimani. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the attack on Baghdad airport came with intelligence that Soleimani was actively planning new attacks on Americans. In other news, a state of emergency is in effect in New South Wales, and Victoria State has declared a state of disaster in Australia's battle with an epidemic of deadly bushfires. As Phil Mercer reports for VOA, evacuation orders are more and more a fact of life.
The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Japanese prosecutors are intensifying their investigation into how indicted former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn managed to flee the country. He was free on bail awaiting a financial misconduct trial in Tokyo when he arrived in his native Lebanon this week. Authorities in Beirut said Ghosn entered the country legally with a French passport. We get more from VOA correspondent Arash Arabasadi.
Ghosn on New Year's Eve explained why he skipped bail.
This is about a plot. This is about conspiracies. This is about backstabbing. That's what we're talking about.
Ghosn said he wasn't fleeing justice, but simply avoiding injustice and political persecution. So he fled by way of Ataturk Airport in Istanbul. Authorities there detained seven people thought to have helped Ghosn fly to Beirut aboard a private jet. Thursday, Lebanese authorities confirmed they received what Interpol calls a red notice, a request to local law enforcement to arrest a wanted fugitive. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
The White House says President Trump has warned Turkey that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. The background, Turkish President Erdogan's plan to send a military force into Libya. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been seen on television riding his white horse into the mountains once again. Similar appearances in the past have preceded major policy decisions by Pyongyang. And experts say 2020 could see a return of North Korea's long-range ballistic missile launches and a fresh setback for U.S. efforts to get Kim to end his nuclear weapons program. Gene Randall, VOA News.